As French soldiers continue to arrive in Mali, France announced that it might reduce troop levels next month, but made no mention of a total withdrawal. Just as glaring is the lack of a timetable for turning the intervention over to African-led forces as required by UN Resolution 2085.
Qu'à partir de quelques semaines,
after a few weeks, we will be able to start to downgrade our deployment. We are at maximum deployment, and we can start to reduce as soon as the handover takes place.
The defense minister also announced that hundreds of religious extremists have been killed since the invasion began January 11th. French airstrikes have been blamed for at least a dozen civilian deaths, while eyewitness accounts blame the Malian army for massacring dozens of innocent civilians.
Of course, we regret the fact that civilians are going to be affected, including those who had to move following the invasion of our country by the terrorists. We regret this, but we have to free our territory.
Many wonder if France's talk of a moderate withdrawal is sincere. Because France invaded months before anyone expected, African troops have had little time to coordinate or train. Regardless, African troops have often made conflicts worse instead of better.
All this depending on the African forces. If these forces can stabilize the situation, can make the Pacific situation there, it will probably end in a few weeks. But if these forces will make, for example, massacres, will make problems on the ground, probably it will last for months, on years probably.
The Tuareg group which began Mali's civil war, the MLNA, has not only kept French and Malian troops from entering the city of Kidal, but they have secured another town from the religious extremists. The MLNA has repeatedly made peace overtures, but many southern Malians have reportedly little desire to grant autonomy to the long-marginalized Tuaregs. There have been worrying new reports of civilian deaths caused by landmines, a weapon which terrorizes the local population, often for years. Analysts say getting the regime in Bamako to sit down with Tuareg groups is the only alternative to a long guerrilla war. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.